USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Supreme Court, justices heard arguments on the Trump administration's efforts to end DACA, the federal program that shields so-called dreamers, immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from being deported. 29-year-old Martin Batala-Vidal is the lead plaintiff. The nursing assistant from New York came here with his mom when he was 7.
She wanted us to have an education. She wanted us to have opportunities that, unfortunately, in Mexico, it would not be possible. So that's why she decided to bring us to the United States, you know, at the age of 7, which is great because, honestly, I would not be here visiting her.
Javier Becerra is California's attorney general.
No one is above the law, and everyone must respect the law. We learn from a very early age there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. The federal government tried to terminate the DACA program the wrong way.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A former ambassador is spilling the beans in a new book, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Nikki Haley elaborating on a claim she makes in her new book, saying that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff John Kelly told her they were resisting President Trump because they were, as she puts it, trying to save the country.
This wasn't that they thought there was a rogue president in the White House. This was the fact that they disagreed with him on policy.
That's Haley speaking on NBC's Today Show. Kelly and Tillerson reportedly tried to get Haley to join their efforts, but she says she refused. She says undermining President Trump was a dangerous thing for anyone to do. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, not much trading. The Dow was flat, the S&P 500 was up 5, and the NASDAQ was up 22 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Google has access to the health records of millions of Americans. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Ascension Healthcare is now sharing your information with Google in a program called Project Nightingale. Ascension Healthcare includes over 2,600 hospitals and healthcare centers in 21 states. Now, they've been reportedly providing patient names, date of births, as well as lab results and hospitalizations to Google. Patients and doctors were not notified. Dr. Tara Nargula tells CBS This Morning,
I think it's a very difficult conundrum we find ourselves in. On the one hand, you can see the value of streamlining information, potentially being able to better diagnose patients, to predict things that might happen. On the other hand, there are certainly risks. And, you know, that doctor-patient relationship is one built on trust. It's a very secure, safe environment. You know, patients tell us things in the office that they don't tell anybody. Things about their spirituality, about their social habits. To risk that being leaked in some way at some point is very scary for a lot of
patients. Patients or doctors, neither one of them were told. It makes you wonder, why not solicit feedback ahead of time and say, hey, just so you know, we're going to be sharing. It's going to be great.
I think it would have been a lot easier to buy in if you agreed and said, yes, I'm giving my information, but to not know and then have it out there, it's concerning.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.